is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Shirts come back from the laundry?
I didn't send them to the laundry.
Oh, for crying out loud. Lisa, why didn't you...
Darling, do you know how to board up an ironing board?
Yes, but you just... What are you doing with an ironing board?
Well, what else do you use to iron shirts?
You mean you?
Do you like them?
Perfect.
I remembered what you said, not too much starch in the collar.
Darling,
How come you're kissing her when I'm the one that ironed them?
I thought you ironed
them. Well, you saw the ironing board and you jumped on the wrong concussion.
She means the wrong concession.
Concession, confusion, conclusion.
Anyway, Abby's teaching me how to iron. He already let me do part of it, look.
I can guess which part.
Oh, but that was an accident. I left the iron on the shirt while I went to the washing machine to put your gray suit in.
You put my suit in the dishwasher?
Well, I didn't turn the water on.
Thank goodness.
I remembered you said you liked it dry clean.
Lisa, that's not the
Aren't you
way...
going to ask me where I learned how to iron?
No.
It's a pretty intriguing story.
Yeah. Lisa, I wanted to wear this suit.
Well, wear another one.
You got another suit?
Yes.
Well, why did you say you don't jump to the wrong concussion?
Because, but...
How many suits have you got?
12.
How many shirts have you got?
2 or 3 dozen, I don't know.
How many pairs of shoes have you got?
What is this, an inventory?
No, it's just that I'm impressed. Wait till I tell the other hired hands that I work for a man that's got 12 suits, 3 dozen shirts, and how many pairs of shoes did you say?
8.
Gee, all I got is 1 suit, 1 shirt, and 1 shoe.
That's all you... 1 shoe?
You never noticed, huh? That's because I wear it on a different foot every day.
Darling, you're wrong. I knew a doctor once who jumped to the wrong concussion.
Lisa, why don't you tell that to Eb? Eb will tell you the intriguing story of how he got into the laundry business, and I will get dressed. Good day.
Boy, some mornings he's just peachy to have around.
You decent?
Huh?
It's okay, Ralph.
Howdy-doody.
I told
you. Gonna return my howdy-doody?
Howdy-doody. You didn't give it very much.
It helps if you smile when you say it. Howdy-doody.
Look, I don't need you two to give me howdy-doody lessons. I told you a month ago to fix that door.
We just found out what's wrong with it.
What?
Keeps falling off.
Right.
Are these your shirts?
Yes.
How many have you got?
Oh, a couple of dozen.
How many suits have you got?
12.
How many pairs of shoes?
8.
How do you like that? I got 1 suit, 1 shirt, and 3 shoes.
3 shoes?
Yeah, I just found one. You know anybody who lost a shoe?
Yeah, I have.
How long has he been wearing high heels?
Take that up with him, will you?
No, not me. He always wants to tell me that stale, intriguing story about how he worked in the laundry.
You're not going to wear that tie, are you?
Yes, why not?
It ought to be blue to match your eyes.
His eyes ain't blue.
You got a yellow one? Here's your coat.
Thank you.
You sure look spiffy. You want a flower for your buttonhole?
No, no. I'm just going out to pull up a tree stump.
And that suit?
Yes. And fix the door, will you?
What a dude.
Phew. Now, it wouldn't hurt you to dress that way.
What for? I ain't gonna pull up any tree stumps.
You like to buy a pair of overalls, Newt? I just got this shipment in.
No, thanks. I just got these to the point where they set when I do.
Well, how about you, Fred?
No, my pigs are just getting used to these.
They'll give you good service. They're 20% cotton, 10% wool, 12% thread, and the rest is material.
No, thanks.
Newt, they got all the latest features in them. They got genuine imitation steel buttons, a zipper wallet pocket, and a double reinforced seat for the man who does a lot of tractor riding. Fred.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Annie.
Guess what I just saw?
Fred, these come with a lifetime guarantee. Or 4 years, whichever comes first.
You got any fit, Doris? Might solve my Christmas shopping.
Ain't you interested in what I just saw?
No. What size does Doris wear?
Well, she wears a triple E sneaker.
Triple E? Well, maybe we can reconstruct her from that.
I just saw Mr. Douglas pulling up a tree stump.
With his bare hands?
No.
Doris always does.
He was using his tractor.
The one you sold him?
Which is winning, the tractor or the stump?
That ain't the point. It was the way he was all dutied up. Ivory league suit, silk tie, vest. He looked like the best man in a $16 wedding.
Well, he always dresses that way.
Yeah, he's got a suit for plowing, one for tree stumping, one for irrigating.
Well, he shouldn't wear them around here. The tourists stop by, they see him, and they think they're still in the outskirts of Chicago.
That's a fact. He ain't doing the Hooterville image no good.
Yeah, and after all the trouble we went to make it what it is.
What is it?
We're just plain simple farming folk that go about our business undutied up.
Yeah, if he's going to stay around here, he's got to be made to conform.
And I got just the thing for his confirmation on my truck. A line of overalls.
Wait a minute. What do you think these are?
I don't know. What are they?
I guess it's about time somebody talked to Mr. Douglas.
Well, how do you tell a man he ain't wearing the right clothes?
Easy. You just say, you ain't wearing the right clothes.
That'd hurt his feelings.
Didn't hurt mine none when you told me.
But he's sensitive.
Well, somebody's got to tell him. How about you, Sam?
Not me.
How about you, Haney? You've got a nice, oily way of saying things.
Not me. I ain't losing one of my best customers.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Douglas.
Howdy.
Morning, Mr. Douglas.
Now's your chance, Sam.
Fred, I told you I...
Been tree stumping, Mr. Douglas?
Well, yes, I...
I could tell. You're wearing your tree stumping suit.
Oh, Mr. Douglas, how many suits you got?
12.
We only figured you for 3. A tree stumper, a plower, and an irrigator.
No, I've got a barn painter, and
would
I've...
you be interested in a pair of heavy-duty conforming overalls?
No.
I got them out on my truck. Give you a goodbye.
Haney, don't sell your cheap overalls in my store.
You see, even Sam admits that they're priced reasonable.
I don't need any. I came in to see if you could get me another one of these. It pulled off of that reasonably priced tractor that somebody sold me.
Just like a city feller. Changing the subject just to get out of buying a pair of overalls.
I don't want any overalls. Now, can you get me another one of these, Mr. Drucker?
Yeah, I'm sure I can.
Thank you.
Good day, gentlemen.
Well, didn't do no good talking to him, did it?
Nope.
It's pretty obvious. He just don't want to be one of us.
Oh, of course he does.
Well, I didn't see him changing his suit for a pair of my reasonable priced overalls.
Well, if our talking don't do no good, we got to do a little showing.
What are you going to show him?
How ridiculous he looks wearing them city clothes.
Something very peculiar.
What's peculiar?
All of a sudden, everybody seems interested in... how many suits I have, how many shirts and shoes.
Well, they're just interested. Women always ask me how many dresses I have.
Well, women are just nosy. How many dresses do you?
Including this year's style? None.
What are you talking about? This closet's half filled with...
What's the matter with the door?
Well, you told the Munro brothers to fix it so it won't fall off.
Well, I can't open it.
Well, then it can't fall off.
How are we supposed to hang up our clothes?
Oh, you climb out the window and you hang it in the closet from the outside in.
You're going to put a wall up out there.
Well, that isn't very clever. Then how can you hang the clothes in?
Through this door.
Go through this every time I want to hang.
To tell you, the Munro brothers put a strong spring in.
Of all the stupid...
Where are they?
They went over to Mr. Ziffer to do some work.
On my time?
Well, they didn't want to do any more work on the door till you approved.
I don't approve of it.
Well, tell them. Don't tell me.
I will.
Looking for me, Miss Douglas?
Oh, hi there. Yes, I wanted to,
What's the matter? Oh, I forgot my spats.
Your spats?
Yeah. Did you want some?
Yes, I was looking for the Munro brothers.
Oh, they're over at Newt Kiley's.
Ah, well, I'll...
Well, you'll have to excuse me. I've got to go and stop my pigs.
Your pigs, the way you're dressed, I thought you might be going to a party.
No. This is my pig slopping suit. Well, see you around the haberdasher.
Mr. Kiley?
Be right out.
How do you like it?
It's my oil changing suit.
Your oil changing? Well, I was looking for the Munro brothers.
Oh, they went over to Ben Miller's.
Ah, I'll go over there and, yeah, thank you. Wedding trip?
Oh, no, just our regular 2 o'clock run to Pixley.
Well, what's the,
Well, the tender's about empty. We stopped to get some wood. Floyd! Floyd, will you watch what you're doing? I just shined my patent leather shoes.
Well, you should have chopped the wood.
You're supposed to chop the wood. You're the fireman.
Well, you wearing a wood chopping suit.
This ain't a wood chopping suit, is it, Mr. Douglas?
Well, I, Well, this ain't a wood chopping suit. This is a caboose suit.
Well, whatever it is, let's get going. We're 15 minutes late. See?
Well, that's right. I'm supposed to be at my tailor at 4 o'clock. Charlie was running the train in a swallowtail coat, and Floyd was chopping wood in a tuxedo.
Darling, would you hold this in front of you?
Everybody in the valley is making fun of me.
Why?
Because of the way I dress.
Oh, would you roll up your pants leg?
What for?
I want to see if your knee shows. They're wearing them shorter this year.
Look, I don't care how short they're wearing them.
Well, what are you so mad about?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm so mad about. I don't enjoy the community making fun of me, that's all.
Well, if they're making fun of you for the way you dress, then maybe you ought to dress the way they dress.
Why should I? It's man's inherent right to dress the way he pleases.
Oh, darling, would you please open the closet door?
The Constitution of the United States guarantees a free press, a free speech, and free clothing. Well, not free clothing, but the freedom to choose the clothes. Anyway, nobody's going to tell me how to dress.
To tell you, the Munro brothers came back to take the springs off. Alice, don't eat so fast. Henrietta, keep your beak out of Genevieve's bowl. Chloe, why do you always have to play the piano at lunchtime?
Lisa.
Well, darling, one moment. I have chicken trouble. Chloe, stop playing the piano.
Playing the piano? How did she learn how to do that?
I don't know. One day she brought home the piano and started playing it.
That's impossible. Look, Lisa.
Darling, I'm out of chicken feed. When you go into Mr. Drucker's store, can you bring me some?
I'm not going into Mr. Drucker's.
Why are you all dressed up?
I'm not dressed up.
Well, people just don't dress like this on a farm.
How about you feeding chickens? How much did that negligee cost?
Including the bows?
Yes.
That cost extra.
Well, the point... Will you stop playing the piano?
The negligee's cost, it's worth it. Otherwise, we wouldn't get any eggs. The negligees give the girls an incentive.
An incentive?
Yes, they look forward to every morning to see what I'm wearing, and if they don't lay any eggs, they know I won't come out wearing them.
That's ingenious. You ought to send that into the Department of Agriculture. They'll get a bulletin out on it. How to increase egg production by wearing expensive negligees.
I don't think the department would be interested in putting out a bulletin on that.
Mr. Kimball.
You see, Mr. Douglas, the average farmer has neither the money nor the patience to dress up his chickens in expensive negligee just to get more eggs.
No, that isn't what I forget it.
Forget what?
Look, about the...
Doggone. Nobody plays Chopin like Chloe.
Mr. Kimball.
Darling, don't forget to get the chicken feed.
I won't. Well, you better remind me. I'm kind of forgetful. I remember once my mother asked me to bring home... What did she ask me to bring home? Oh, yes. My father.
Mr. Kimball.
Oh, if you're going to go out and dig some ditches, don't let me stop you.
I'm not going to dig any ditches.
Isn't that your ditch-digging suit?
Oh, now it's your turn.
Turn to what?
To laugh at the way I dress.
Well, if you want me to... Is that enough?
Mr. Kimball.
Mr. Douglas, I have been appointed a committee of two. Well, the other fellow couldn't show up, but he gave me his proxy, so I'll get right to the point.
You say you will, but I doubt it.
Mr. Douglas, before you moved here, this was known as a peaceful little community. Well, there were a few fights, but otherwise it was a peaceful community with a few fights.
I know what you're leading up to. And if the people of this community are upset about the way I dress, I'm sorry.
Well, as Benjamin Franklin once said, being sorry is the first step towards the retreat of the individual's immortality.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't? Well, I guess the chief must have said it. He's a little...
Why is it important that I wear overalls?
Well, you moved out here because you wanted to become a farmer, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, how can the people tell you're a farmer if you don't wear overalls?
What I wear has nothing to do with whether or not I'm a farmer. It's what I grow.
Then you certainly should wear overalls.
What?
Oh, I didn't mean to insinuate that you're a bad farmer. On the contrary, you're not a good one. That still ends up with you being mad. Let's see if I can put it another way. No, I don't guess I can.
No matter what you think of my farming, wearing overalls isn't going to help.
That's what I was going to say. No, that way you still come out on the short end. Let's start from the beginning. Well, not the beginning. Let's try 1789. That was the year that Betsy Ross made the first pair of overalls.
Betsy Ross made the first flag.
That's right. Flag overalls. That was her brand. You can buy them all over the country. Well, before long, all the farmers along the East Coast were wearing Betsy's flag brand overalls. Except Florida, which was then known as Lower New Jersey.
Lower New Jersey?
Into what?
Mr. Kimball, we're wasting time.
Then you refuse to wear the accepted uniform of the American farmer.
That's right.
You're turning your back on Betsy Ross and our founding fathers.
I am.
Douglas, your unpatriotic attitude leaves me no alternative. I'm going to see to it that you're not invited to the 4th of July picnic.
Mr. Kimball, would it really make people happy if I were to wear overalls?
Yes.
All right. I'll wear them.
I knew that July 4th picnic would shake you up. Nobody likes to be left out of the three-legged race.
I'll be back in half an hour.
I thought you said you weren't going to Mr. Drucker's store.
I'm going in to buy some overalls.
Oh, I'm glad, because I think you're going to win that three-legged race.
Oh, you were listening, huh?
Yeah. But you don't have to go into Mr. Drucker's store, because I got you some overalls.
When did you know that I was...
A week ago. That's how long it usually takes you to change your mind when you say that you won't change your mind. Unless, of course, you say that you positively won't change your mind, then it takes you 3 days. Darling, here are your overalls. Happy 4th of July.
Well, thank you.
I hope you like them.
Well, there's nothing to like about them. Overalls are overalls, and these aren't overalls.
My dressmaker said they were.
Your dressmaker?
Well, I called your tailor, but he wouldn't touch them.
Good for him.
This is Italian silk and real mink, and your Harvard motto on the gold buttons.
Beat Princeton?
Is that your motto?
Oh, our motto is...
Oh, try them on.
Lisa, why did you...
Well, don't you want to look like Mr. Ziffel and the rest of the boys?
I'd look ridiculous in these.
Well, that's a nice thing to say after I went all the trouble to climb up the pole and call you tailor in New York and Haldana Bali was insulting me and then calling my dressmaker and I think I'm going to cry.
No, don't cry.
Let them try them on.
Yes. How much did you pay for these?
$150.
How much did you say?
$150.
Don't bother to cry. I'll do it for you. Are you satisfied?
Beyond my wildest dreams. You look beautiful.
I feel like a chorus boy from Oklahoma. Where did you get this shirt?
My dressmaker threw that in.
Oh, how thoughtful.
There is more that goes with it.
There can't be.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Are y'all right? Ain't seen you around the cotton gin lately.
I wouldn't wear this even on Halloween.
Oliver!
Unzip me.
I wouldn't do it.
It's just like a dressmaker to put the zipper in the back where you can't reach it.
I'll get it.
Lisa, will you?
Oh, hello, fellas.
Yeah, hello, Miss Douglas.
We heard the good news.
What good news?
About Mr. Douglas going overall.
When we heard it, we rushed right home and got out of those monkey suits.
Yeah, we're sure glad the war is over.
Lisa, now, will you help me unzip?
How do you like Oliver's overalls?
Wow, Italian silk.
Real fur.
Gold buttons with Beat Princeton writ on them.
I reckon we know when we're being funned at.
Yeah, looks like the war is on again.
Oh, no, no, wait, Christmas. No, these are not my overalls. They're just something my dressmaker.
Her dressmaker.
Now you see what you did, they're mad at me again.
Oh, Oliver.
Oh, unzip me.
This collar's killing me.
I never thought Mr. Douglas would do this to us.
Well, hiya, fellas. Hey, look. I'm wearing regulation overalls. Betsy's flag brand. Hey, you can go home now and take off those clothes.
You tell him, Fred.
I'm too choked up. You tell him, Sam.
Miss Douglas, they can't take them suits off.
Why not?
The wives won't let us.
What?
They burned our overhauls.
Doris says it's the first time in years I didn't look like a slob.
Women won't ride on the train unless I'm wearing a clean dickie.
Are you trying to tell me that...
Mr. Douglas, if you want to be one of us, you better get rid of those overalls and go home and put on your plowing suit or your ditch-digging suit or whatever suit you're going to wear to do whatever you're going to do in.
Mr. Douglas, are we going to have more trouble with you?
No.
Then conform. This is the new Hooterville image.
Filmways presentation, darling.
Ha 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 ha!